What you possibly didn't notice was when all the lights were off, the sun was coming in and hitting the glitter ball, and actually the floor was covered in lots of twinkly lights, as if we, as our twinkly lights were shining in this community. So this was shining for us to see. Now, every year we listen to the story of the wise men in the Gospels, and over the years I've worried a little bit that we've reduced them to exotic men that have turned up, and we've turned them into kings, we've turned them into wise people, we've turned them into kind of wearing beautiful colours, riding camels, and arriving to give the first Christmas presents, and so we concentrate on the presents. We've even sung this morning, and I kind of clicked, that we've sung about never knowing how much it has cost for somebody else to do something for us. And it made me suddenly think about those wise ones who come and visit the baby. What was the cost of them coming to visit? Now, it makes me wonder whether we kind of reduce them down to their presents, we reduce them down to their crowns, or we reduce them down to the things that they bring. But in 12 short verses, and you'll see it in the booklet, in 12 short verses in Matthew, we're introduced to them in our Epiphany story. Margaret was right. Epiphany means revelation, an eye-opening experience, maybe. In English at the moment, we talk about it being a realization, a kind of wow, I see now kind of moment. But these short verses also hold for me a lot of questions. But rather than undoing my faith, it makes me more interested and intrigued about what Matthew saw and what we might see. How did Matthew know that they were wise? How did he know that they were from the East? Do we know where in the East that they came from? And if not, why not? Did anybody ask them? How did we know that they were wise enough to listen to? How did they know so much? Where did they find it all out? Did they assume that Herod was going to be happy about a new king in town? Sounds like Herod and his chief priests and the scribes believed these wise people. I wonder what made them so convincing. But at the end of the day, Matthew is very clear that these wise men follow a star, they go on a journey of discovery, and they wonder what they're going to find. They don't know where they're going. They don't know their destination. They don't even know the direction that they're going. But they're on an adventure, and they've faithfully followed their star. Faithfully following. Just as Elizabeth and Mary have faithfully carried children, not completely knowing who they would grow up into or what they would bring. Faithfully following just as Zechariah and just as Joseph had faithfully followed what God wanted them to do through what their wives were being called into. Faithfully proclaiming and praising what God had done, maybe faithfully like the shepherds or even like those wise ones from the East. In faith, they followed God. In faith, they knew that God was working the spiritual sat-nav. In faith, they were brave and they went where God guided. Now, I don't know if some of you are on Facebook or on social media, but this week there seems to be a flurry of people, not me included, who have been doing something called a 10-year challenge. Have you seen it? Have you seen the 10-year challenge? Where people have put up a photo of themselves from 10 years ago and then a photo from today. I was going to put one on the screen, but it'd be too scary. Frighten the children. A 10-year challenge. where they were then and where they are now. What life was like then and what life is like now. What life has been lived, what has been loved, what has been lost, and what has been changed. For us, maybe 10 years from Bristol to here, 3 children to 4, 2 jobs at least, 2 houses, 5 churches, lots of things. I know for us, it's been enough to consider a 1-year challenge. From where we were a year ago in Norwich to where we find ourselves now. I wonder whether a star, prayed for and looked for, if you like, faithfully watching and waiting we were to find out where we would go. A star, maybe, that rested on a particular job advertisement in June. A star may be rising over schools, over a church, and over a house. Coming to rest in September with another bit of life ready to be lived with God. So it made me wonder where God might be leading us all this year. Where God might be leading you this year. And what your star might look like. Might your star rise in your life or in your work, in your heart or in your home? Now, the wise ones in the Nativity were watching and waiting. They were faithfully hopeful for their star to rise, and I hope that we are hopeful too. For when we are hopeful, when we pray for a star to rise, I believe that God sends one. For God leads like the star in the west that they followed. They were there to recognize it and respond. And I believe that when God leads, he goes ahead of us and readies the way. I believe that when God guides, he gifts us the knowledge that we need and the strength that we need in order to sing his praises as we go. And I believe that when God gives, he places around us those who are there to aid us in our journey. So my challenge to you, and you know that I'd like to give you a challenge for the week. My challenge for you is to pray that you might take some time this week to consider where God has led you this past year, from one epiphany to the next. What have you witnessed? What have you shared? What have you given? My challenge this week is that you pray this year, that you might see your star rise and that you might sing God's praises as you adventure on with him. And lastly, my prayer for you is that you might glimpse God in your life, see him as a star, and that you're ready to faithfully follow where he wants to lead you. Now, Margaret and John were preparing stars this morning and they had help to hang them on our tree. And so in a moment I'm going to ask the music group to play some music for us. And as if these were rising stars in your life, I'd encourage you to come forward and collect a star that will help you to pray this week, this month, this year. Hang it on the fridge door, on a cupboard door, on a kitchen door, somewhere where you're going to see it each and every day. And as you see it, pray into your life that God is rising a star in you. As you see it and pray for it, see that God wants to play with your life and enjoy your life and to encourage you in your life. And use that star to reveal God in your life. And as you pray, talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ about where God might be leading you. Talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ about where God has led you. And talk to your friends and neighbours about the power of God in your life. So come and collect a star. Amen.